This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Fintan O'Toole. His book is We Don't Know Ourselves, A Personal History of Modern Ireland. And Fintan, did you show your independence or your freedom by, like, wanting to grow your hair too long, or what?
Oh, that became a huge issue. So when I was 14, there was this kind of wave of long hair that was spreading through the schools. And they started expelling kids for having long hair. And, you know, this was a kind of running news story in Ireland in the early 1970s. You know, it was, you know, they en masse expel boys for having hair that came down, you know, below their collars. Funny enough, in my school, I think some of, like, say, my older brothers or whatever would have gone first, and they would have got into the big trouble. I think by the time I was coming along, they'd kind of given up on it.
You're going to have long hair anyways.
So. I had kind of Irish curly hair, and I grew it in an afro. So I had an Irish afro, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
Which was huge. So I looked, you know, I was very proud of my lush, curly, brown Irish hair, which now tragically has almost all disappeared. Oh.
You know, you've written a whole history based on the perspective of somebody born in 1958 and put a lot of thought into this. When you look back on it, just to kind of wrap up our discussion, do you think you'd rather be a child growing up in Ireland in the 1960s or in the 2020s?
You know, I have really no doubt about the answer, and it's the 2020s, you know, and because I see my grandkids, most people are nostalgic for the past and for their childhood. And I love a lot of things about my childhood, you know, but I wouldn't want to live through the poverty. I wouldn't want to live through the kind of the sexual repression, the bodily shame, the terror that was there with the way the church kind of, made us scared of almost everything about the world. The overall sense that we were living in a culture that had sort of failed. Mm. And I'm not saying that it's idyllic now at all. Of course, it's not the same problems as everybody else. But I see the kindness. I see the gentleness in the way that we treat kids. Mm-hmm. I see the hopefulness. And I see just the opportunities that those kids are going to have, you know. And I would definitely choose to be born now rather than 1958.